بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الله لطيف بعبادي يرزق من يشاء وهو القوي العزيز فالك الله عز وجل is so kind to us all. And Allah Ta'ala provides whomever Allah wills, sustains whomever Allah wills. And Allah is great and is most mighty. وَالَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. It is Allah that accepts the tawbah. When we turn unto Allah and we seek forgiveness and repentance, it is Allah that surely accepts repentance. وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. It is Allah that pardons us of all our negligence and shortcomings. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows indeed whatever we do. Allah has full knowledge over that. In front of me today I have the Southern Mail, because in fact in all newspapers, in the media, we find that the headlines for the week is water. The mother city, great thirst has begun. And you saw in the Southern Mail, a free currency what was kry and mense like goede free. Maar lees ons het, en ons reflect op die woorde wat gesê wat jy saw. Doomsday zero. Glo ons dat dit is a reality. It sê daar so that the taps will run dry in Cape Town if residents do not do their bit to save water. Residents are urged to avoid day zero by decreasing their water usage. And the city of Cape Town has announced that day zero is Thursday, April the 12th, and that falls on the 24th or 25th of Rajab. On this day, the city's water supply will be turned off, and residents will have to queue to collect an allocation of water at different points. But even as we face this bleak future, not enough water is being saved. And on page 4 of the Southern Mail, the cat, a Muslim cat, her name is Fawzi. The time for daydreaming is over, says he. Because the reality is you, baie van ons Islamse, daydream nog. He acknowledged Fawzi, says the writer, he says, I myself have not been saving water. But imagine waking up with day zero and finding out there is no water. Now you will pause in samba. No water to drink, no water to flush the toilet, to brush my teeth, to wash, to cook, to clean, to earn a living, to grow food, etc. The point he's trying to drive home is, in our honesty, is to get us our mindset of saving water and saving the environment. Mag Allah Ta'ala vir ons verstaan en gee, inshallah. Sy sê ook van haar research op die matter, I am among the 6 out of 10 Cape Townians who have failed to save water. So dear, as jy goed by vandag, it's about creating awareness, and we are not going to point fingers, because the reality is, we are going to be reminded of what our Creator has taught us, what our values are as a true Muslim, and also taking the guidance, prophetic guidance of our beloved Rasulullah. So Islam. This was not my khutbah I have prepared. I have prepared something in advance, but I override this because I saw the need of the hour, and also the radio being here, which means more people will be made aware. We can only make dua in the Mubarak time of Jumu'ah that Allah give us all guidance, inshallah. What I'm going to quote here is what people on the ground. Julle weet, iemand is ons kan landbou, het een goeie oor, hy luister. En wat Allah van my sit om te skryf by die pen, is wat ons hoor op die grond. The Western Cape government did not manage water resources well enough. The Western Cape population for the last 20 years, it has grown by 70%, with no new dam in sight. And you don't have to go far. We find that the world itself has got a water crisis. And as a result, Israel itself, if we're talking about 70% growth in the past 20 years, do you know the percentage of Jews' growth in Israel from across the world? But they were one up. Because a Jew is always one up. And they looked for the future of Israel. So what happened? They got a bright spark. And what is it? Die echte boer, wat ken die makkooi van die grond? Wat ken wat is drilling and borehole and boreholes and engineering, etc.? And what happened? They designed wat ons al roep, a desalination plant. En wat betekent die? It means a diesel for the nation. It means to take salt out of the water and MacGyver it into water. And subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala het die insight gegee. Een man moet net die akkel gebreek, die gedachte. Maar vandag is hoe sê het, hoe ons land die groot koppe, die goeie uitgesnui, die akkel is gebakkel. You know, because I'm a bak. Is I'm a bak, is nie meer I'm a bak nie. So as a result, that changes the sea water to drinkable water. So in fact, they can supply. Today, Israel can supply the entire Middle East with drinkable water. Two concrete reservoirs the size of football fields producing 627,000 of cubic meters of water fresh daily. And this desalination plants operate in more than 120 countries worldwide because Israel then had the formula, the real Makoi, and they call in the world to come. And they bought into it. So right now it's existing in 120 countries worldwide, and there's going to be more supply. Allah knows best. So this company that went to Israel and they put up that structure is from Strand. They did that desalination plant for Israel and the approach of Western Cape government to put that same desalination plants here in the Western Cape. But it was said, it's too costly. Why is it too costly? Money squandered. This was a year ago. And imagine it could have been in place by now. But inshallah, through the barakat of Jumu'ah, and us opening up our hearts as concerned citizens of this beautiful country of Cape Town, mother city of Cape Town, inshallah we hope to have our plan soon. Say amen, inshallah. Dit het viral gegat. Die waterkloofdam in Franshoek. Now it is one of the biggest dams in the Western Cape. And what we just saw, how waters was gushing out of there into the farms. This estimated 60% of water gushing in those farms. So from the farms, ek sê dat jy sommetjie is te saam en kyk, waar gaan die boere se lekker vrugte en groente en etc. Allemaal exported. And then, who is really milking all the great economics of the Western Cape itself? So who is fooling who? And then from those grapes is squeezed. How much grapes do me and you eat in the Western Cape? Ons kan eens meer voort met die lekker drijven in my broers. Gone is those days when Constance is a lekker handepoot in the whole works. So where it goes to? It's exported. Not only the grape form. Dop is made. Dop is made, and how much of water goes to make that dop, and how much money they are making for exports. So again, the poor is just staying there, being a citizen of Parkwood. We all just stayed there, and The riches become super rich overnight. Maar gaan ons nie verstaan in Ginshama. So wat kry ons daar reg? Die third day fruits, third great fruits, wat ons ook maar moet mee op survive. En baie keer wat die fruits, et cetera, ons lis nog vir een peske, my bro, ons lis vir een nectarine, dan kom sy nogal by die groot franchises, kom sy huis toe, sluit sy in die middel, dan is dat Dajjal binnen in front, complete swat. So this is how we are getting the third great gemas, and the best of the rest is exported. Daar is dat nog een topic op sy own, maar gaan ons die verstaaning gee. So people on the ground, hulle is gatvol. They're saying the government wants to punish its people with higher water tariffs and eventually have a meter on your borehole to squeeze more of money in whatever possible way they could do it. It's three things that is a basic thing that all of us need. And that is petrol, and that is light, electric, and that is water. And they just know how to tap. And they don't care about the poor of the poor. It is all making fat cats out of this beautiful community of Mother City of Cape Town. Mag alles u verstaan, inshallah. When it comes to the collecting points for day zero, subhanallah, can you imagine? It is an unimaginable, it will be an unmanageable chaos where you are having a community of Cape Town, city of Cape Town, with 3.7 million people in the Western Cape, a rough calculation of 200 points to collect water. Now imagine 200 points are over mathematics, hope some there. 18,600 people per point. As amper so say, wacht for yomu kiyama sa gisab. Man, 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 marrapuk, madinuk. Staan ze in the queue. Die tijd waar ze koffie of water, like so drunken master. Now imagine 18,600 people per point, and it takes 5 minutes to fill 125 liter. How long is it going to take 18,600 people to stand in that long queue at one point? We pray to Allah in this Mubarak time of Jumu'ah that Allah not bring us to this point, inshallah. People are saying that as long as the retailers have bottles of water on their shelves, there's no drought. There cannot be drought. As long as the South African breweries are making beers, there's no drought. Day zero is to create fear and to prepare the conditions for privatization. I'm serving this community for all the years. Every Maghrib I come down this road with all love and respect for Black Tibet Avenue, most of its citizens, they're just contented with a bottle of dop. Nie water nie, ek is doos, daar wat ek gebring is om water nie, broers. God, ek praat, man, doos my broers nie. Daar moet ek wat verdas om jylle ook as my broers. Die kost gaat betaal, die goede gaat goud wees. So the Department of Environmental Affairs is urging the Capetonians not to panic during water crisis, but to keep water stored at home. Just this morning, I'm hearing in my own communities, and here in Parkwood, our own beloved chairman, he said his water was off yesterday. No weki tamati, sy water is off. Maar Farida sa water is aan, ou Tommy en Dikkie sa water is nog aan. So weekie tamatie, is because die nieuwe box dat hulle ingesit het, is gecomputerized. So Mr. Spaak kom en dan druk en dan tjit, dan check jy, oh, dit override jou water, dan gooi dit so, trrrt, en dan so, kom aan niks uit die, en dan morgen op keer uit gaan sy nou weer het. En my herrie wat ek is daar so, in Eagle Park, Pelican Park, pa, hier is ook niks water nie. Ek het al klaar van my familie gesê, kyk hier, ek is my ziekoevrou, jongen, ek jump in die pool soos een padda. Dan kom ek uit, dan sê ek, man nie, my broers. En plas, man gaat maar nou bies toe, gaat sê, maar daar kree jou water. En dan MacGyver kreeg, mag al het la easy maak, inshallah. Do we know, my brothers and sisters, what we are heading for? Cape Town will become the first major modern city in the world to completely run out of water. We are sitting on a time bomb. Whether we believe in it, or we don't believe in it, or though, the jokes aside, When I was still young, it was gewis 1982 or 84 summer. Rich man, poor man, who said, toen was hulle so kiamme gewis. En ons gewag het vir 2 weke vir daardie nuus. Maar vandag, the reality is there for us. But there's good news. While we are talking in Jumu'ah, Gift of the Givers, Muslim Hands, South Africa Muslim Agency, NGOs, just to mention a few, they are working round the clock, takbir. Well wishes of Durban, Natal, whole of Gauteng, Transvaal, as far as PE, they are putting their hands to their pockets and donating, giving that, listen here, this is Lila for the people of Cape Town. There is going to come truckloads of water galore, for what? For the love for the people of Cape Town. Boreholes was made, donated to some masajid. For what? For the love of the people of Cape Town. But this mother city, the great thirst has begun. For homework, I want just for us to reflect, because we don't really read. But you go to Google, and you just download those books. Water, the epic struggle for wealth, power, and civilization by Stephen Solomon. It makes you think. Book number 2, The End of Abundance, David. Book number 3, When the Rivers Run Dry, Water the Defining Crisis of the 21st Century, by Fred Peirce. Gister was ek aan hypermarket, met a problem met cell phone gehad, water kom, so verbyloop, soos Mr. Bean to check, wat gaan dan aan, hier so trolleys vol, empty bottles, dus daar geskryf, R1 per bottle to fill up. So, die is a reality. Mense are stocking up. Lang queues tot buitenkant, hier so by die hyper. The MJC themselves, along with the Imamate Council of Mitchell's Plain, they're inviting every Muslim that's really got a heart and it wants Allah plus divine hearing and aid and help and assistance this Sunday, 8 a.m. at Spine Road High School. Pray for rain. Save water is your duty as a Muslim. Sharia State itself, a water crisis coalition with 50 organizations. They had an urgent public meeting and there will be a mass rally this coming Sunday to join the protest at the Civic Center, 2:30. Also, Hazel Road Sports Ground, 4th of February, it's next week, 6 a.m. for 7 a.m., Salatul Istisqa, which means there is now much more awareness. This is just a few I'm giving. Voices of Cape themselves will, of course, announce a lot of other places where people are asked to come and join in dhikrullah, in salatul tawbah, in making astaghfirullah, in forgiving one another, so that Allah's mercy can descend upon us. When things like this hit us rock bottom, like a tsunami, the words of Rasulullah comes to mind, خَيْرٌ فِي مَا وَقَعَ. Whatever's happened, has happened, is bound to happen, only by the will of Allah. It's only in our best interest. Let's take a step back from blaming and naming and shaming. It's time for us as Muslims all to play our part and become water smart. There's one whitey of Cape Town, a Cape Townian. He survived water shut-offs many a times whilst living in Gaborone. The day no water is in the tap, he's telling us he's been there. No water in the tap, not just once, several months on end. So he's telling us, you will not die. Yes, you will suffer a little, but what's wrong with a little suffering? It builds character. Help will come in some form. You will learn to appreciate water as a gift of life. As I told you, it's always in this masjid. Your imam went for 1 year in da'wah. In 1991, after he studied 6 years in Newcastle, he spent time in India, in Pakistan, in Bangladesh. And the one thing that I really picked up, noted there, is the sacredness of water. That since I came back and I got married, till this very date, I've always just showered a minute or two, which is called 2 minute noodles. And I still look fresh always. Why? Because out of respect for water as a source, as a gift of life. Mag alles verstaan nog, inshallah. Cape Town, do we know Cape Town? As this brother says, that's been in Gaborone. And Gaborone is much as the size of Mitchell's Plain. The population. And he's saying here that Cape Town has 8 times the number of people to help solve the problem. And it has 100 times more resources to create something positive from the current situation. And also, this is a lesson for me and you as Muslims. We need to be more responsible. Gone are those days where the slums are come and they don't take up dust at home, and how much times our imams must tell them, fat is mere afdal fat abdas by the eyes. Abdas is an ibadah. Maar dan sit hulle by die krane en hulle maak op die krane en hulle babbel en hulle laat die water net wegtyp. Surely Allah is going to question you on the day of Qiyamah of water itself. Mag Allah se verstaan nog hier. Gone are the days we would receive, can you remember those good old days? Van het gerinted, 7 days and 7 nights on een. Allahu Akbar, those days are gone. So the reality is, yes, a part of politics, the whole name of the game. Allah is not happy what is happening with man becoming man, woman becoming woman. Allah is not happy the way facade is happening in the Western Cape, becoming known as the gay capital. Allah is not happy with all corruption that we want to make lawful with Allah's made prohibited. So Allah is not happy. Allah is not happy with us usurping each other's haq. And when that happens, when we're owing and bribing each other, where are those great artisans of yesteryear? Today, what we do, the name of the game, inshallah, inshallah, and we're bribing and conning each other. That's why Allah's taken out barakat from us. And we are sitting with bala. I remember in the early 1980s, or the late 1980s, the early 1990s, Norman Bully, one of these elders of Tabligh, they sat in the markas and they just looked above to the cloud and they said just something that we as youngsters never understood. They say, there's a black cloud hanging over the Western Cape. Today, we can see that. Not only that, ek sien gister iemand Stephen my daar so 'n klippie sê, the Cape Times 1990 headlines, the city will run out of water in 17 years. Was ons dan gewees illiterate, het ons nie gelees daai nie? Het die mense wat in charge is van die water besigheid in die gewet daai nie? En nou wil ons speel tricks, et cetera, my brothers. Nee. The time for playing is gone. Mag alles nie verstaan nog, inshallah. Today we see in this world, poor man suffers because of man's greed, economic injustice, and man playing God. One learned scholar said there's 2 kinds of hunger. Hunger for food and water survival. On the other, you're finding people that is hunger for power, for fame and recognition. And how sad when the world leaders' hearts turned into power struggle hunger. And this is a greater threat to mankind than that of hunger for food. Allah signs it off in the Quran where Allah says, Inna Allah la yadhlimu nasa shay'a. Allah doesn't mean to cause harm to anyone on earth. Walakinna nasa anfusahum yadhlimun. It's man themselves playing God as harming the mooiheid van die land. They are tapping into the natural resources and playing God. And that's why Allah is also withholding his barakah. Mag Allah se bestaaning gee. Lees die boeke, broers, Tom Boyer. The squeeze oil, money and greed in the 27th century. Philip Sands, Lawless World. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Alex Brimmer, Bad Banks. Where comes the bolletjie, the soccer, the rugby, the cricket, wat ons om mal voor gaat. Julle allemaal is gezombatized. Lees this book, The Manager. Inside the minds of football leaders. Mag alles hier verstaan en hy sê, Amen, brothers. Hier het ons hier emblem in die masjid, dat Imam Shafi, rahmatullah, hy sê, if only this verse was revealed, nothing of Quran. This is mankind's answer to mankind. This must be put as a rakam in the cabinet ministers of the ANC. Wal Asr, as a gift to them for leadership. By time, innal insana lafi khusr, mankind all become lost. They are intoxicated. Illa alladhina amanu. Save those that go spiritually inside them, fighting this ego within them, removing greed and having compassion for humanity, love for humanity, a heart of mercy for humanity. Ubuntu, true Ubuntu, not that bubble Ubuntu, but you really love Ubuntu. And you stand firm for justice. And you stand firm for patience. Allah. Imam Shafi's view. Only this verse was revealed. This is mankind's solution at the end of time. Cut a long story short, dear listeners, to Voice of the Cape, Osagalista brothers and sisters. Saving water is an Islamic duty of care. It's about saving water and changing our khamati behaviors. How everyone can play their part and become water smart. Respecting water as a gift of life, as one of the essentials of life. Because man only realizes the value of water when there is a shortage. Listen to the words of Allah. I always reflected, why would Allah put this as a last concluding verse in Surah Mulk? And he encouraged us to read the Lord Surah Mulk, Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk. He starts to say, in my dominion, in my control, lies the treasures to the entire kingdom. But he ends off to say, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. He's telling us, just ponder, O brothers and sisters, O reciters of the Quran, what if tomorrow you open your tap and all water, fresh water supplies has sunk away? He's leaving us for food for thought. Imagine, he's leaving us for food for thought. So that Quran is a living force that all the time the reader should reflect and turn back to Allah. Because 30% of the Quran refers to environment and nature. And the word water is mentioned 60 times in the Quran. And Allah reminds us, enjoy yourself in eating halal, drinking halal, wala tusrifu, and do not waste. Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifin, for indeed Allah does not like wasting. You look at the tables of our weddings, you look at the tables of our khatata, you look at the tables of our functions. Kitchi water, imagine drinking water ni. Tikkanis drinking water ni. Wat drink hulle? Hulle drink allemaal die different goedertjies wat harm die bodies en self. Baie van die selfs binnen die kinders is sat. Hoekom? Kan jy gooi, gee met example, Dixie Cola in een batterie se ding van jou kar, die wat hy gatsies min. Wat roep hulle? Jy moet stil word in gooi, ne? Die selfs, ne? Nou, common logic is, jy kan moes jy, wat die kola, verstaan jy? Maar hier so, en nou is die kinders, om hulle te syp op een nog een formule wat sat maak die cells. Dat skeltje met jou kan jy nie dinkie. Die arme kan jy niks meer aan die plek. Maar alles die verstaan en sê amen. Nou die famous Arabiese taal sê vir ons al muslim. La yusraf. Walau kana ala shati il bahar. A muslim. Waste day. Even though you don't waste water, even though you're making wudu at the bank of the river Nile, don't your mind tell you, the gedachte says, the Nile is enough water. Listen to how beautiful Islam teaching us the preciousness of water. When Sa'd radiallahu anhu was making wudu, and he was using a bit extra, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautioned him to say, Ya Sa'd ma hadha saraf. O Sa'd, please do not waste. En hy vraag, o geliefde Rasool, wasting in water? En Rasool Islam said, even if you have to live at a place where they filled like the river Nile, a Muslim does not waste. Because one drop wasted is a drop too much. Just imagine tomorrow or today you're going home and you open your tap. Because ek is ou, sometimes was for die paar dae baie warm. Toe dink ek maar net, man, dis vir 'n bietjie orris. En toe vat ek die kraanwater, dan gooi ek 2 ijsbloks in, dan gooi ek 'n bietjie orris in, mos man, toe drink sy mos man. En daar's woord sê, ja, op jou phone sê hulle vir jou, nee, moet jy drink die water nie. Die water gee vir jou dat jou mag gaat werk. Maar raar sê die government nou vir jou vanochtend, nee, hy sê, wacht jy nie. Hy is nou een hoax. Die water is quite fine. You know, en soms moet die water, die mag een beetje werk ook. Because it purifies al die gemos ook binnen die persoon. But Allah Ta'ala knows best. I end off with a verse in Surah Mu'minun again where Allah talks about water. وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ Allah says, I am capable to remove the whole water work away from a community, from a city. So it is for mankind to always show your appreciation for one of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats that has become gold in today's end of time, and that is water. It's my dua. Allahumma skir ibadaka. O Allah, you provide water. Wa baha'imaka. To your servants, to your cattle. Wanshur rahmatak. Ya Allah, spread your mercy and bring life to this dead city of Cape Town. Wa aghithna, ya Allah. O Allah, relieve us. Ya Rahman, most merciful. Ya Mannan, ya Kareem, ya Qadir. Wakshif anna min al-bala. Remove all the balas from us, O Allah. Wa anzil alayna barakati samai wal ard. And descend, O Allah, blessings from the heavens, blessings from Mother Earth, O Allah. Because there is still water flowing here by the awliya. There is still water flowing here from the mountains. And ya Allah, bring more and more to our communities, ya Allah. Unite our hearts, O Allah. Put barakat in our lives, ya Rahman, ya Kareem. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.